clergy. Almost. I mean, there are priests going around saying good things, you know. I'm not anti-Irish, so I'm not going to attack all the Irish clergy. I mean, but by and large, there's been a capitulation. You know, where were the bishops stay? Where was Bishop Dermot, or however you say his name, Martin, on the eve of the election? You know, where was he telling people that, you know, you have a moral obligation as a Catholic to vote no? And there will be dire consequences for yourself and for the nation if you don't. They weren't saying these things.
Now, brother, we're going to run out of time. Are you still on your school schedule, or after the news,
Not
you?
today, actually. Today, there's a field trip, which thankfully I'm not on.
Ah.
So I actually have more time today.
I want to, and I think you're going to like this book, and I think you'll want to interview Father Slattery if you get the chance for Reconquest. He introduces this magnificent book, Heroism and Genius: How Catholic Priests Help Build and Can Help Rebuild Western Civilization. And in the book, he quotes Thomas Carlyle, and I made it today's Veritas et Sapientia. But he says this about those who are saying that, well, the reason why the Irish prelates weren't around to say anything about what was going on is because of what they did or what they allowed to be done. And he says this: as to the strange criticisms targeting the entire priesthood because of the sins of the few, logic and pity for the accusers prompts one to silence. However, when the attack targets priests of heroic grandeur merely because of unfounded suspicions or minor faults, one hardly knows how to respond, except perhaps as Thomas Carlyle. And I'll read it to you, brother. There's a very good chance that the sinner may be driving a new car.
Well, that's good news, Mike, because the brother's car is actually kind of falling apart right now.
Well, I keep praying every morning to our patrons, Pope Pius X and St. Joseph, that someone who actually needs the car wins it. So you sound like you need it.
Yeah, we kind of do. I mean, you know, it's not the worst emergency in the world, so I won't be brokenhearted if we don't get it, but you
Okay.
know.
We were talking about the plight of the Irish, and the fact that they have basically told the Catholic Church, thus they've told our Lord, to go pound sand, get out, we don't want you. And as you were describing earlier, and I didn't realize this, this is becoming a war of sorts in Ireland, that if you are of the faith and you remain faithful, you are then diametrically opposed to those who just voted to begin the infanticide with reckless abandon and with great joy. The sight of people rejoicing and reveling in the streets over the prospect that they can go out and commit mortal sin, and then, in order to do away with the first mortal sin and to take care of the problem, they can commit the capital mortal sin of murder, should sober anyone up to my phrase, the demons already ascended, they've come for the children, they won't take no for an answer. But one of the things that, and you had mentioned this and others have mentioned this, that what happened to the church? Where were the bishops at? Where were the priests? Well, the priests and the bishops were told to stand down because of the kiddie-diddling scandals in Ireland and other things that some of the clergy had perpetrated. And I was reading you earlier from Father Slattery's great new book, Heroism and Genius: How Catholic Priests Help Build and Can Help Rebuild Western Civilization. And brother, I think he'd be a great interview for you if you can get him. I've been trying to track him down for 2 weeks, and I can send you the info. If I ever make contact, I'll make sure that you make contact.
Great.
But he quotes, Father Slattery quotes Thomas Carlyle to this charge that the very idea that you can indict all of the church because of the wicked actions of a few, which, you know, we hear here in the United States because of what happened with the scandal in Boston and the other archdiocese, where the pedophilia rings, the communist-led pedophilia rings were. Well, that's an indictment against the whole church and all the church, and you guys are now finished. Well, no, that's not it at all. Father Slattery quotes Thomas Carlyle, and he said, and Carlyle says this about indicting all priests of all time, quote, "No sadder proof can be given by a man of his own littleness than disbelief in great men." And I made this the Veritas et Sapientia today, and I think Brother Francis would approve. I was reading Carlyle's work, and it contains this as well, the remainder of the quote. is there is no sadder symptom of a generation than such general blindness to the spiritual lightning, with faith only in the heap of a barren dead fuel. It is the last consummation of unbelief. In all the epochs of the world's history, we shall find the great man to have been the indispensable savior of his epoch, the lightning, without which the fuel